Blog Talk Radio.
As-salam alaykum. Alhamdulillah. As-salam alaykum. This is Amin Yasir Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life Holy Quran Hour. The Good Life Holy Quran Hour. Alhamdulillah. I bear witness that there is no God but the one God, Almighty God Allah, and I bear witness and I testify that no one or nothing deserves to be worshipped except Almighty God Allah. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi minashaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Yawmiddin, Iyaka Nabudu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqeem, Sirata al-Din amta alayhim, Gabriel Makhdubi alayhim, Waladhaleen, Ameen. Alhamdulillah, our show, The Good Life. Good Life, Holy Quran Hour, alhamdulillah. I just hung up from a brother who's working with me to establish this school. Oh, the school that I'm talking about is a Sister Claire Muhammad school, and the name of it is the Sister Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. Why did I think? Space exploration into this because our young children are into TikTok, these video games, these electronic games, these computer games, and they're into what they call Fortnite, F-O-R-T-N-I-G-H-T, Fortnite. And these has captured the imagination of our young children, Muslim, non-Muslim, Jew, Gentile, alhamdulillah, all those, our children are into it. And we need something that's going to reach out and grab their imagination. And I think space travel, the things that they're doing, these rockets going 17, 18,000 miles per hour, and then come back into the Earth's atmosphere and come down at 16 miles per hour, landing and everything, alhamdulillah. We need something that's going to grab them and bring them back to where we could talk to them about biology and chemistry and physics and earth science and space science. We need something. We need to be smart, try to be smart. So I think the space program, so I'm affiliated with that. Let me do a little housekeeping. Alhamdulillah. And we start off. We start off with the Holy Quran, reading from the Holy Quran, and this is the eighth day or ninth day after the end of Ramadan, and we're on what they call juice number nine. The juices are divided into, of course, you know, 30 days, and this is about the ninth day after the end of Ramadan, and this is where we're going to start reading, alhamdulillah, and we're going to start, we're at the ninth juice, this is the ninth day after the end of Ramadan, this is a new, and so we're going to read the Holy Quran, alhamdulillah, let's see, page 369, we'll start off reading the Holy Quran, and then we're going to read, go over some attributes, excuse me, not attributes of Allah, the 99 names of Allah, because I know people are probably waking up and they want to dial up our show, our program, and get some good spiritual, good moral spiritual teaching. There's nothing more illuminating and spiritual and enriching than the words of Almighty God Allah. So, if you're using a Yusuf Ali edition of the Holy Quran, the Yusuf Ali translation, the new edition with revised translation, commentary, and newly compiled comprehensive index, the meaning of the Holy Quran, it starts off on page 69, the ninth juice at 88. The leader, the arrogant party among his people, said, "O Shu'aib, we shall certainly drive thee out of our city, thee and those who believe with thee, or else ye, thou, and they shall have to return to our ways and religion," he said. "What, even though we do detest them, we should indeed invent a lie against Allah if we return to your ways after Allah hath rescued us therefrom. Nor could we by any manner of means return thereto unless it be as in the will and plan of Allah, our Lord. Our Lord can reach out to the utmost recesses of things by his knowledge. In Allah is our trust, our Lord. Decide thou between us and our people in truth, for thou art the best to decide." The leaders, the unbelievers among his people said, "If ye follow Shu'aib, be sure then you are ruined." But the earthquake took them unawares, and they lay prostrate in their homes before the morning. The men who rejected Shu'aib became as if they had never been in the homes where they had flourished. The men who rejected Shu'aib, it was they who were ruined. So Shu'aib left them, saying, "O my people, I did convey to you the messages for which I was sent by my Lord. I gave you good counsel, but how shall I lament over people who refuse to believe?" Right now I'm at section 12, page 371 of the Yusuf Ali translation. Page 371, number 94. "Whenever we sent a prophet to a town, we took up its people in suffering and adversity in order that they might learn humility. Then we changed their suffering into prosperity until they grew and multiplied and began to say, 'Our fathers too were touched by suffering and affluence. Behold, we called them to account of a sudden while they realized not their peril. If the people of the town had but believed and feared Allah, we should indeed have opened out to them all kinds of blessings from heaven and earth. But they rejected the truth, and we brought them to book for their misdeeds. Did the people of the town feel secure against the coming of our wrath by night while they were asleep? Or else did they feel secure against its coming in broad daylight while they played about carefree? Did they then feel secure against the plan of Allah? But no one can feel secure from the plan of Allah except those doomed to ruin. Alhamdulillah." This is the Good Life Holy Quran Hour. Alhamdulillah. My name is Amin Yasir Muhammad, and I'm creating Claire Muhammad School here in Los Angeles. We do not have a Claire Muhammad School here in Los Angeles. We had a Claire Muhammad School in Los Angeles. And I've employed a great, great resource in our community to create a website. The Claire Muhammad School is the Claire Muhammad STEM University of Space Exploration. Claire Muhammad, STEM University of Space Exploration. I just hung up from the brother back east, but he's creating this beautiful, beautiful website that will get the vision of Imam Muhammad on the website, and the believers, the parents, can see where we're going with this. Alhamdulillah. So this is what I want to do. I support the Mosque Cares, the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad. I support anything good and positive that Imam W.D. Muhammad started or was about CPC, all that when he was alive, and those people who are taking up his struggle right now, who is taking up his aspirations, what he saw is good for our people, for not only the Muslim population, but the African American people and all people of the world, all people of the world. I support that. And one of the things is education. Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Imam Muhammad and Sister Claire Muhammad, education was very, very important, knowledge. So our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran Hour, this is our show, and we are trying to get people to come. So tell a friend, tell another believer about this show, that we start off reading the Holy Quran. This is our schedule. Our schedule, we start off reading the Holy Quran in the morning, this is 5 a.m. here in Los Angeles, 8 a.m. on the East Coast. Well, we start off reading the Holy Quran, and then we go into the 99 names or attributes of Allah. We go over that, alhamdulillah. So the first part is going to take maybe about a half hour reading the Holy Quran, a part of the juice, and then the 99 names, maybe another 20 minutes. And then we'll open it up for the believers to call in to express yourself. We'll have an express yourself every day, where you promote your business, whether your business is real estate, whether your business is having a car wash or a barbecue restaurant or whatever kind of business you have. You could have a flower store or whatever it is, or you could write books and you sell books, or you're writing a book. You could express yourself in 5 minutes. Let us hear about it. Or if you don't have a business, just if it's something on your heart, if it's a concern, if it's a gripe, if it's a complaint, or whatever it is, let's hear about it. You got 5 minutes every day. And then we'll have maybe somebody who give us maybe a half hour of talim or a lecture or a khutbah, also too. And that should round out our 2 hours. Our show is from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning on the East Coast. At the same time, it's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. And we want a lot of some of the people who listen to the Lifeline, the show that supports the Mosque Cares, the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, if they would tune in, because Lifeline goes off. Lifeline goes off at 5 o'clock our time, and that would be 8 o'clock on the East Coast. So some of the people, when Lifeline is over, you would dial in and help us establish this. You have a lot of skills that you learned from the brother Imam Rasul and brother Elam and Wallace Muhammad II, because they support the Mosque Cares at the Lifeline. So you people who are listening from the Lifeline, spread the word and tell them to come and help us with the reading of the Holy Quran or the 99 attributes, and just contribute to the program, because we're trying to spread this religion. We're trying to spread this religion and get it into the hearts and arms of the people who don't know any better. Our people were made slaves. We came here as African people, but we were made slaves from approximately 1619 up until the Jim Crow era in the 50s and 60s, when we had sacrificed some of our great years, Dr. Martin Luther King and others in the civil rights movement, trying to get rid of Jim Crow and people holding us back from voting, and we couldn't vote or go to a decent school, So all praises be to Allah. We want to get this religion out to all people, though, whether they are so-called white or black or Caucasian, what Asian. This is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is the Rabb of the whole world. Alhamdulillah. You know, so we want to get this religion out, and so we're creating these different avenues, this is the second piece, to get this deen out to people. Alhamdulillah. Let's see what we got going on here. I'll praise you for them. My name is Amin Yasir Muhammad. Our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran, The Good Life, Holy Quran Hour. I just hung up with a brother working on that beautiful, beautiful website, Sister Claire Muhammad, STEM University. STEM stands for Science, STEM, STEM, Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, STEM. So Sister Claire Muhammad, STEM University of Space Exploration. Why space exploration? Because we want to capture the imagination of our children and bring them back to us. Bring them, the children. We have right now, we have too many of our Muslim children in these public schools. They don't have the opportunity to read the Holy Quran in the morning or pray at school. They're not learning to pray, read the Holy Quran. They're learning about the life of Prophet Muhammad. They're stuck in these public schools that we have dropped the ball and allowed that to happen, except with Imam Adam Bayah and his $150. That is the movement where the believers, 100 believers, give $50 a month to a certain designated Sister Claire Muhammad school in our orbit, in our system. And you can see those Sister Claire Muhammad schools if you go to page 11 in the Muslim Journal each week. You can see the schools that we have operating. Some people say they're not really operating. There's some of them operating. The COVID kind of set back a lot of that, where you didn't have the brick and mortar, and maybe some of the people did not have the technology or did not have Zoom, so they could do online, what they call distance learning for the children. So we have to regroup and get back on there and take our children, get our children out of the schools, going to school with Snoop Dogg and Lil Wayne and all that, you know what I mean, and Nicki Minaj and all that, that these non-Muslim children are captured by, you know what I mean? We need to get our children away from there. We need to get our children away from there. You hear me? We need to get our children away from there. I'm trying to do something. You know what I mean? We're trying to create a Claire Muhammad school and a whole system that we're trying to get going here. You know, all praise be to Allah. Take it to another level. We know what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad talked about. We know his mind, his vision. You know, we know what Imam W.D. Muhammad talked about. We know his mind and vision. We can't argue over, you know, split hairs about this and split hairs about that. We all know what to do. We just need to do it. Get a little courage. Get up and pray and fast and do what we got to do, ghouls, for our children, and also create businesses. So after we read, I'm going to read a little bit more, and then we go over the 99 names, and then hopefully other people. So if anybody wants to contribute, I see one person in the queue, my brother Muhammad in the queue. If somebody else want to say something, if somebody else want to express yourself, at express yourself time, press one on your phone, and I'll bring you into the queue, and you could express yourself. Alhamdulillah, this is what we need, and spread the word. spread the word. We ain't playing out here on the West Coast. We're not playing, you know. All praise be to Allah. Spread the word, let people know, you know. And the people from the Lifeline who have time to come and help us, alhamdulillah. But our show is The Good Life, Holy Quran Hour, The Good Life. I love this saying, you will not gain paradise unless you have faith. And you won't have faith until you practice loving one another, you know, each other. You will not gain paradise unless you have faith. And you won't have faith until you practice loving each other. And we have to love our children. We have to love our children enough to get them out of them public schools, you know, into our own schools, our Clara Muhammad schools, our Quranic schools, where they'll get Quranic teaching every day and grow up to be healthy, stable-minded, upright, moral, clean men and women, you know, alhamdulillah. So I'm right here. I'm on page 373 of the Holy Quran, section 13. To those who inherit the earth in succession to its previous possessors, is it not a guiding lesson that if we so will, we could punish them too for their sins and seal up their hearts so that they could not hear? Such was the town whose story we thus relate unto thee. There came indeed to them their messages with clear signs, and they would not believe what they had rejected before. Thus doth Allah seal up the hearts of those who reject faith. Most of them we found not men true to their covenant, but most of them we found rebellious and disobedient. Then after them we sent Moses with our signs to Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they wrongfully rejected them. So see what was the end of those who made mischief. Moses said, O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of the worlds, one for whom it is righteous to say nothing but truth about Allah. Now have I come unto you people from your Lord with a clear sign. So let the children of Israel depart along with me. Pharaoh said, if indeed thou hast come with a sign, show it forth. If thou tellest the truth, then Moses drew his rod through. So Moses threw his rod, and behold, it was a serpent, plain for all to see. And he drew out his hand, and behold, it was white to all beholders. Said the chiefs of the people of Pharaoh, this is indeed a sorcerer, well versed. His plan is to get you out of your land. Then what is it ye counsel? They said, keep him and his brother in suspense for a while, and send to the city's men to collect and bring up to thee all our sorcerers well versed. So there came the sorcerers to Pharaoh. They said, of course, we shall have a suitable reward if we win. He said, yea, and more, for ye shall in that case be raised to posts nearest to my person. They said, O Moses, wilt thou throw first, or shall we have the first throw? Said Moses, throw ye first. So when they threw, they bewitched the eyes of the people and struck terror into them, for they showed a magic. We put it in Moses' mind by inspiration. We put it in Moses' mind. That's the 117. We put it in Moses' mind by inspiration. Throw now thy rod, and behold, it swallows up straightway all the falsehoods which they fake. This truth was confirmed. Thus truth was confirmed, and all that they did was made of no effect. So the great ones were vanquished there and then and were made to look small. But the sorcerers fell down prostrate in adoration, saying, we believe in the Lord of the worlds, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. Said Pharaoh, we believe in him before. Said Pharaoh, believe ye in him before I give ye permission? Surely this is a trick which ye have planned in the city to drive out his people. But soon shall ye know the great consequences. Be sure I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides, and I will cause you all to die on the cross. They said, for us, we are but sent back unto our Lord. But thou dost wreak thy vengeance on us simply because we believe the signs of our Lord. And when they reached us, our Lord, pour out on us patience and constancy, and take our souls unto thee as Muslims who bow to thy will. Said the chiefs of Pharaoh's people, without leave Moses and his people to spread missiles in the land and to abandon thee and thy gods, he said, their male children will ye slay, only their females will we save alive. And we have over them power irresistible. Alhamdulillah. This is the Good Life Holy Quran Hour, and I am Amin Yasir Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, I'm a supporter of the Mosque Cares. I'm a supporter of the ministry of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and I'm a supporter of any good Muslim effort. I'm in support of any good Imam, and any good Imam is my Imam. Any good Imam is my Imam. Alhamdulillah. And we were talking to Sister Khadija, the wife of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and she brought up the fact that we have some CPC business that we have to straighten out. When Imam Muhammad passed, he had this great organization, this great business called CPC, and he had cash money, and he had merchandise, and he had real estate that we really have never gotten an account for. Imam Muhammad passed in 2008, and this is 2021. This is about 13 years since he passed, and his wife, on a radio show, a Block Talk radio show, entitled Words Make People with Imam Mikhail Zahir, said that we need to go back and do what it takes to get an accounting of what happened to the CPC property and the CPC money and the goods and what happened, and give a report to the community, because she said it's important that we do that, because if anybody ever comes along with an idea or some type of initiative to get together, to pool our resources, to do something collectively, people are going to have a bad taste in their mouth. They're going to have doubt and mistrust in their mouth simply because we just let our leader, who we say we love, Imam Muhammad, after he passed, nobody does an accounting, nobody does a follow-up, nobody does anything to account for his property, something that he spoke highly of, very faithful for. So Sister Khadija said, we have to do this as believers. We have to go back. We need to get together, hire a lawyer, hire a good lawyer who's affiliated with a CPA, and we need to go start asking questions. People could call in to this radio show or another radio show. Also, alhamdulillah, we have a radio show called Message of Concern, 4 o'clock, Western time, which is 7 o'clock Eastern time, 6 o'clock Central time. And you dial up the call numbers. It's a Block Talk radio show. It's called The Message of Concern. So you dial into 515-602-9665. That's 515-602-9665. It's the same as this number, but the last numbers, instead of 9735, like our show, The Good Life Holy Quran Hour, you dial 9665 for word, the message of concern at 7 o'clock. So we need to start having spread the word that people come and talk about the CPC experience, what happened, because when Sister Khadija was on the radio show a week or two ago, and brothers was calling in, and brothers who had invested thousands of dollars, some tens of thousands, and hundreds of thousands of dollars, or not maybe not hundreds of thousands, but tens of thousands of dollars. They've called in and they admitted that Imam Muhammad is their leader, and he would never do anything to hurt us or anything, but we need an accounting, Brother Rafa. We need to ask Brother Rafa. We need to ask Brother the other brother in New York, Imam Pasha. You know, he was close to the Imam, and ask some questions. Yahya Abdullah, ask some questions, invite them to the show, and have them. So we need to piece together this whole thing and then publish it to the community. So the community will have an explanation, a record of what happened to their movement, what happened to their money, and then let's be able to go forward. All praises be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. The 99 names of Allah. I've been trying to commit to memory the 99 names of Allah. And because it's a good way to get a jump on your Arabic, learning your Arabic, because this is vocabulary. It's vocabulary, and it's good to know the name of Allah. So let's go over them. And then what we're going to do, we're going to open up the lines for believers to call in and express themselves. If you have a business, talk about your business or talk about what you're doing. Talk about some of your plans or whatever you want to talk about. You want to talk about something, you got 5 minutes. If you want to promote your business, talk about your business. Or if you don't, if it's something on your mind, if it's a concern, if it's something, a helpful criticism or whatever, it is. So we're going to open up in a second after we do the 99 names of Allah. Imam Muhammad. He wrote this. I'm reading from a book called 99 Names of Allah by Imam Warisuddin Muhammad. The Holy Quran introduction. Alhamdulillah. I'm going to read this again. This is kind of like a little repeat until we start getting other people to do some things. I'll do it myself. We're trying to establish this right now. Praise be Allah. This is a little booklet. Called 99 Names of Allah by Imam Warisuddin Muhammad. Praise be to Allah, the Creator, our Khaliq, who is all-powerful and who rules alone, the everlasting and eternal, all-knowing, who guides his servants toward the true path. Allah transcends everything. There is nothing like him, nor does he resemble anything, and he cannot be divided or measured. He is free from change, rest, and all limitations of time and space. He does not increase, nor does he diminish. He is now as he has always been. He is above heaven and earth and all creation. He is present everywhere. Alhamdulillah. I'm gonna make my prayer. I see my brother here. Brother Muhammad, can you allow me to make my prayer? Can you grace us with some of your words and some of your insights and some of your thoughts? I'm going to bring you into the queue while I make my prayer before the sun comes up. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad of Columbus, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam, and may Allah bless you to make a good prayer and carry back, because again, I will feel that spot. But inshallah, go ahead and make this a lot. May Allah bless you, make a good one.
Okay, alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. I also, with Allah's permission, only trying to support any kind of clarity of the life that we're living here on this earth in the United States of America that will keep the schemes of the shaytan out of our intentions, be they bad or good. To remember that they are something that is serious to the growth that Almighty God Allah gives us here in America. Because he's not going to force us to do anything And he has told every Muslim in our day and time, that means in the last 100 years or so, and the 100 years that's in front of us that we have not yet started to pioneer into, but we know the victory that Allah speaks to all of us about is in and waiting for us and our future. Our past can burden us and cause us more problems, anything, in our future, because one is a mixture of trial and errors to be learned from. Whereas when we live for the future that Allah has given us in the sacred Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, we know in reading Surah Baqarah that there's no doubt in it. It's easy. It's smooth. It's peaceful. As long as we take our guidance from the Quran and use the example that we can identify with in the human life that Allah gave to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to learn how best to stay focused on the promises that Allah has given us and not the failures and the struggle that Shaitan has given us to keep us from staying focused on the future, the Jannah, the building of society, things that we need until the day of judgment. And we have plenty of work to do because we are not doing no work. We're too involved in the trial and errors, the rights, the going backwards of the wishes of Shaitan and trying to remind us and disturb our humanism, our human trust in each other, our human love for each other, that Allah tells us over and over every day when we read the Quran directly or indirectly, when we hear people talk about the mercy, the blessings that Allah is showering down upon the believers all the time, 24/7. You know, and we have to have the type of dhikr, the type of remembrance that Allah is doing that. So we will be mindful or regardful also that Allah has permitted Shaitan, another creature, the opportunity to keep us turn around sideways, left and right, or either going backwards. While in our hearts, in our intentions, we may truly, really think that we are in the future and striving for the future. But we see, as we look and reflect over the success in our history, we see that the problems have always been how we have been invited to bog down our time in something that has nothing to do with our future in 2021. 2021, every morning we know we just come out of the wonderful cleansing that Allah gives us in the month of Ramadan, and already we are wasting time on duplicating, replicating, fitnessating, and other avenues of communication that's not as going to heal the heart. It's only going to continue to disturb the heart because we can't have the type of progress if we were using our free mind and our purified heart. We will be flying because we will be following the light of the Quran. There'll be no darkness in it. There'll be no makruh in it. There'll be no fog in it. There'll be no smoke in it. So we have to understand that. If you are trying to save your own soul first, there's no way in the world you are worrying about what happened to those in the past, except how what they did, what they let themselves get into by their own choice is the reason why we are having this challenge that we have today and staying in the clarity of the Quran and the Uswa of Prophet Muhammad, which is so clear and accurate. And we have also been blessed again in fairness and justice that Allah has given us a caller to this clarity in the life of Imam W.D. Muhammad. Like the brother said, a little over 13 years ago before Allah called him back and said, you must not understand that you no longer need someone to call you to the Quran, to the life example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because Imam Muhammad has done a superb job of reminding us who has this covenant to keep up this type of teaching for all of humanity, to invite them and call them to the clarity of the final revelation, of which they are fully aware of. They are fully aware. Remember, most people that we know outside of those who take the Shahada, and including some of those who have taken the Shahada, are rejectors. Rejectors of the guidance of the Quran. Rejectors of following the Sunnah and the Hadith of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for the betterment of their own soul and their family, and our disbanded, willfully disbanded community, and the larger community of those who are lost still in the wilderness of North America that Allah has blessed us to be free from. So we have to remember what is most important. Like Allah tells us in the Quran, is it more important to please me, or is it more important to please yourself, your friends, your cliques, your cohort, and even in some cases to fornicate? Why do you think fornication and adultery is one of the oldest schemes of the shaitan? Because he's got a thing, and it's a physical expression, but really what it really is taking the light of revelation and trying to make it engage in a moral practice that only produces a bastardly way of life, a life without unity amongst the people or societies or nights that you're given the Almighty Allah to again to only produce believers. We have been fornicating and adulterating revelation with Satan's whispers and our own acceptance of Satan's whispers. That's been the problem ever since Adam slipped. The mixture of what Allah has given us clearly and then the suggestion of trying to have, when they say, the best of both worlds, which that is not the test that Allah has given us. Allah wants a human being to be satisfied with what our Creator has given us, because no one can give you anything better. But also we know he has given us a type of control over all of the universe and of all the creations that we see and that we don't see. Because he said, as long as you strive with your human potential to obey me and my messenger, everything in creation that I have created, I created to support you in that effort. To prove to the enemy of clarity, the enemy of human life, the enemy of plant life, is those who fall victim under the whispers of the shaitan, under the whispers of those who are in cahoots with the whisper of the shaitan. But that is not talking about us. Our way is clear. And it's not Islam, it's al-Islam. It's the only way that gives us the opportunity to fight the schemes of the shaitan, to develop a trust between each other, to realize and understand that all that we are doing comes from Allah. No one has no ownership of the schools we got to build. No one has no ownership of the masses that we build. No one has ownership of the food that we may grow and the cattle that we might raise. They're only given to us as a trust to share with each other because of our human needs of food, shelter, clothing, and transportation, security, etc. And that will help us be strong in our trials and tribulations of whether or not to accept the invitation of doing wrong by Shaitan and his human manifestation of his will, or will we stay the core, stay the path, stay the Mustaqim, and be satisfied with the victory that is already waiting on us? This is not no big mystery. We have had clear calling from a man worthy of Muhammad, and everybody on this planet who wants it has had the opportunity to have an audience with the light that Allah has sent to humanity, to one who has raised from amongst us. Not only in the United States, but has raised one from the whole world who seems to have been graced with that responsibility of calling everyone to the reality of their creator and their purpose of their creation. Our job is to teach that on all levels, mental, intellectual, rational, logical, emotional, spiritually, physically, so that no one will have no doubt that Allah is the Lord of all worlds, the material world, the spiritual world, the intellectual world, the world that we see and the world we don't see. And we have been taught by Allah by himself through his Mujahideen, who strive with all his might as a human being to keep his word to his Lord and Creator. And he still teaches. But is we receiving the education that he has intended for us? Because there is no reason after such 30-some years of practical application with Imam W. Muhammad being on the scene and all the history of his travels all around the world. There's a VCR that he's done on the respect of the travels of Imam W. Muhammad, paraphrasing. I have that video. And he showed how leadership all around the world, even the Jews who hate and give the impression in this world that they hate Islam and anybody who embraces it, begged and had an audience with Imam W.D. Muhammad. So we don't need to doubt the history. We need to learn from it. And if history makes us have more doubt and more doubt and more doubt in loving each other, more doubt in not wanting to cooperate with each other, more doubt in being an individual like he is and not sharing our individual inspiration with the group. Oh, the Lord said he loves the group. Don't you see up there in that universe up there that all of that creation is an individual, but it's held up by the will of Allah as a group. And every time Allah used creation to give us a sign of understanding, like when creation does what Shaitan does, misunderstood his purpose and his service to Almighty God Allah, and become an individual, trying to influence the group to be an individual too. And then, for you know, is what we have in this world. You see disunity. Many of us, before Allah blessed us to be Muslim, we already heard in the Christian world, the Hindu world, and all the other worlds, that this invisible creature has the ability to divide and conquer the human being who has no guidance of the revelation that has been sent to them in their times. Are we going to let that happen to us? No. That's why we're fighting tooth and nail, especially the mu'min, the believers, who have grown from their shahada into firm faith that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is the Messenger. We are trying to use every articulation, diplomacy, that has been taught wrongly in the images of this world by Shaitan and those who love it, to make us have distrust in the clear words of the translated words of the Quran, the clear words of the translation of what Prophet Muhammad did and what he said. But we know that it's our job still, since we know charity begins at home. That means that we have to recognize, by Allah's permission, we ain't perfect either. We are just a basharoon like everybody else, and Shaitan can do to us, even though we done took our shahada. If we have not established a foundation in our belief the way Allah prescribed it to us, then we're going to have a lot of struggling trying to develop our faith in it. Because Satan, by Allah's permission, has a right to test you with the world. But Allah has already told us in the beginning, you don't need the whole world. All you need is a share that I have prescribed for you. And I will magnify it in your language thousands and thousands and thousands over time over what Satan can offer you in this world. Because Satan can't offer you no future. He can only offer you your future past to come, which is the hellfire. And we don't want that. No human being on this earth, regardless of what she believes or he believes, wants any part of the negativity we have seen over the history of the human family who disobey, reject, ignore the word of Almighty God, the Lord, the creator of all worlds. Now, we have to also know that we have learned that Allah, so he raised from amongst the people every 100 years that someone to help a specific struggle that sincere believers are having in their locale or to deal with the life of Prophet Muhammad. I mean, with W.D. Muhammad, gave him an assignment to call the whole world, because we in the final days of this last revelation. We know some of our scholars said that from their inspiration, that a day of our time is equal to that of 1,000 years from Allah's perspective. So Allah has already given us a great day and a half of being merciful, tending to keep his favor on us behind the sincerity of the believers amongst us. It ain't the weak believers, like we heard the Imam on the other program today say. It ain't the weak believers. It ain't the disbelievers that's going to make our calls and keep Allah's favor on us until he inspires or deals all of those people with those different categories the opportunity to rectify themselves. Now, we know the believers in Al-Islam have just been given that opportunity again in the month of Ramadan. And Allah, with his mercy, has also made it so now that almost everybody on this planet know about Ramadan. Know about the people who are making sacrifices to ask Almighty God Allah to cleanse them and return their focus on the Qibla he has chosen for. Yeah, I hear you back, right, brother? I mean, So we want to accept those cleansings, accept this fresh voodoo that we have to prepare when we approach our Lord and Creator, Almighty God Allah. In prayer, in work, in study, in thought, in everything in our human creation, we have to prepare ourselves and make ablution so that we may show that our degree of taqwa, how we remember that Allah said we have to be pure in our intentions. We have to be pure in making our intentions, not only in words, but it's more important that you do it in deeds and actions. There is no reason why the world is suffering from so much depredation and not realize it's their own fault. There's no reason why we shouldn't be trying to help the brother who's on this program here reestablish the true, pure intentions of establishing a universal Al-Islamic school for our children, because of what we call it. We have to find the words. We have to ask Allah to give us the words, and so we can talk to each other's heart. And that stain that may be on our hearts, covering up the Quran that's in our heart, that we can again start to polish and let the light of the Quran come from inside of us to the outside and manifest itself in the things that we need as human beings. This guidance from Almighty God Allah and this physical example in the human life of Prophet Muhammad Islam, is to show us how we are to live in peace, prosperity, freedom of justice and equality, why we fight the shaitan, why we fight the schemes of the shaitan, why we fight those who are the wrongdoers until they fight no more. And then we follow the model that we have. We hug our human brother who is waking up behind our sincerity in reminding their souls, their blackened hearts, they're blackened rationale, they're blackened logic, will be free again, like Prophet Muhammad was saying. But he said, by Allah's will and his mercy, I am free from all the influences of the shaitan and those who are under his influence. And I have the antidote, the life of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad is my shield, is my weapon, is my comforter, is my counselor to those once they have been liberated and their hearts and their intellect has been set free again. We had to rush and develop an emergency situation for these refugees that who have been set free by Almighty God Allah to come under the influence of the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth called Al-Islam. Get distracted. Another year to where when we show up again on Ramadan, we are beat up, tore up, except a few of us, you know, and we don't have to go to a rough, burning experience to praise Almighty God Allah and to remember that he is the creator, not whatever is telling us in our head that we know it's coming from Shaitan, nor by what we come in our head that we think is our own idea. That's why Allah is so merciful to remind us later on in our development that he's the creator of all systems of knowledge. There is no word or language that can come in your head and deceive you if you stay on the Bible, the Quran, the life of Prophet. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. All praise be to Allah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Is it anybody out there in the listening audience would like to say something, make a comment, make a suggestion, comment, question? Press one on your phone. We'll bring you into the queue. Alhamdulillah, because we are, moving out with this. I'm going to get some business cards here in the Los Angeles area and go around and pass out flyers and business cards to people at the messages so our numbers will grow and we can spread this religion like we're supposed to be doing. So if anybody want to make a suggestion, give me an idea, something helpful or criticism, press one on your phone. I'll bring you into the queue. Brother Muhammad's been holding it down. He's been right there on the front line for the last two or three days, but 3 days or so, because the show is the program. I hate to say show for some reason. It's not even a week old yet, and so we got to reach out to other people and then find some way to get our knowledge and our information to the non-Muslim people. Alhamdulillah. Imam Mikhail Sahir, last Sunday on his show, Words Make People, he played a repeat program, and it dealt with Jesus. It dealt with Jesus and the misconceptions that the Christian have about Jesus, and he went into the Holy Quran saying that I have created or I have designated, I'm not sure about the actual language of the Quran, but Allah says that I've created Mary and her son, or Jesus and his mother as a sign. And then Imam Mikhail Sahir went into the symbolism and the sign of Jesus. Who was Jesus as a sign? He was the Word, and Imam Mikhail broke that down. He was the Word of God returning. And then how they crucified, not the Jesus on the cross, but they crucified the Word, his Word, the Word, the Holy Quran. And the return of Jesus was the return of the Holy Quran, to us as a natural people. So Imam Mikhail really breaks that down over 2 hours. So I would, go to Words Make People, Blog Talk Radio. What was that? May the last Sunday, or Sunday coming up, is today's the 21st. It's Friday. And incidentally, we have a Juma. Call 515-602-9665 at 1 o'clock Western time, and Imam Muhammad Khatib, who used to be Reuben Khatib way back in the day, I want my life back. Remember that song, Imam Love, I want my life? Well, remember Imam Reuben Khatib used to sing that and the other children's songs too. But anyway, he doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't like to play. And he does a Juma every Friday. He's been doing Jumas every Friday for years. And so now he's on Blog Talk Radio, and you can hear him at 1 o'clock Western time, which is, 4 o'clock Eastern time. 4 o'clock Eastern time. Just call 515-602-9665 at 4 o'clock Eastern time and listen to he has some great insights and very love it. He loved it. Some of the brothers that I've met love to teach. They love to preach free. They don't want no money. They just love to preach and teach. So call 515-602-9665. This is Words Make, the message of concern, but on Fridays we do a Juma. We don't do the 7 o'clock show or 4 o'clock show. We don't do that on Friday. We do a Juma. So call 515-602-9665 and listen to Brother Imam Muhammad Khatib of Los Angeles. Alhamdulillah. So all praise be to Allah. Thank you very much, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And I'm going to bring 914-434 and see what Brother. State your name, where you call it from, but I know you, but just for the audience, alhamdulillah. State your name, call where you call it from, alhamdulillah.
As-salamu alaykum. It's Muhammad Sharif from out
here. It sounds like my brother Muhammad Sharif from New York City, or New York.
No, Mount Vernon, New York.
Mount Vernon, alhamdulillah. Also, just before you get started, Mount Vernon is the street that I get up and go exercise on every morning, right up. You got to go up the hill, the Baldwin Hills. And Mount Vernon is the street that got all these brothers and sisters get up early in the morning, exercise, black dark. Mount Vernon. But go ahead, brother. I just started.
Yes,
I showed a
connection. Well, I'm glad to hear that. There's a street in L.A., Mount Vernon Street or Avenue, Boulevard, what is it?
Mount
Vernon, what is it? Uh-huh.
I'm
going to
joke. I can go something. I don't know.
Avenue
or something. I think
Mount Vernon Avenue?
I think right, so. Okay. That's a question. Good question, though. I'm going to check.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I guess my first question would be, is that this Blog Talk Radio, is this recorded?
It absolutely is. Yes, sir. It sure is.
That means people can go back later on and hear the archive. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You sure can by the date and the name of the show. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You could Google it.
Okay,
like in
good.
Terms of Mikhail's
okay.
Right here. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So this is my phrase for official call in. That is, I've heard that there'll be a few people as part of organizing this. So it will be recorded. So I was just like, they'll give my input concerning the record. That is, you know, the man had the lecture. It's all in a book form, come from the W.D. Muhammad Publications. Called Take Somebody, Follow the Best They Are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the name of the book, Follow the Best They Are. So that's where I'm coming from now. It's serious. And now concerning the school they intend to start up,
mm-hmm.
called the Muhammad STEM University. Now,
mm-hmm.
Now concerning that, the new name, I know Clara Muhammad, we have Clara Muhammad Schools, and it's not given any other names other than that because all these subjects are being taught within the Clara Muhammad School system. That is the STEM. So STEM is already being taught in our school, Clara Muhammad School system. But maybe that's why I was concerned about putting that word STEM in there. Like, so you can review this later on once you get in contact
mm-hmm.
with the Clara Muhammad Schools or whatever, you know. We have Clara Muhammad School system. Third thing I would like to mention concerning the lifeline that was started by Imam Rasul coming out of the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
Comes on every morning. Now that the lifeline does not end at 8 o'clock every day. Now, like on Friday, like it is Friday, this one of the days, Imam Elam has a Quranic Arabic class that starts right at about 8 o'clock. So the lifeline doesn't end at 8 o'clock every day. Plus, he have other days that he does the Arabic class. maybe two or three times a week. Anyway, usually it's announced. It says no before the program ends. That goes off and our lifeline goes on almost 8 o'clock in the morning. Usually it's an announcement that stay on the line because Imam Edom is going to be starting up the Arabic class at 8 o'clock. So I thought I would make that up 2 hours. And I think the fourth thing I would like to say is that concerning the Prayer of Muhammad schools that listed in the Muslim Journal on page 9. It lists the number of schools there, but there's only 7 full-time Prayer of Muhammad schools. When people go to that page, they'll see about 11 mentioned, I think one online course also, but there are 7 full-time Prayer of Muhammad schools. And that's the effort that's being headed by the man Adam Biar. Matter of fact, this month, April, we're starting the sixth year that this 150 has been in operation. That old 7 schools out, in case, because a lot of people that do not get the Muslim Journal, they're not familiar with the page 11 that lists the schools. So those schools are 1,500 schools in Atlanta, Prayer of Muhammad School, Brooklyn, New York, Prayer of Muhammad School, Corona, New York, Prayer of Muhammad School, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Prayer of Muhammad School in Nashville, Tennessee, Prayer of Muhammad School in Miami, Florida, and number 7, Prayer of Muhammad School in Newark, New Jersey. But we'll get an update on that one at another time when we call in to the 150, which has a conference call every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We'll get that number later. But I thought I would make those 4 things known to help clear up the record. So we are being recorded, and we want people to get the right information. So I said thank you for taking the comments here. You said taking the best, follow the best there are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate that, Brother Muhammad. I know you a straight shooter. So I take that. I take all that into consideration. And, you know, I know last time we talked, I think on the first day the show was broadcast, you brought up the fact that I'd used Lifeline in the title. Lifeline in the title of the show then. I said, well, you know, but this is a New Africa West Coast Lifeline. But you said, well, it's still kind of. So I took that into consideration. So I changed it. So that's why we are the Good Life Holy Quran Hour. So I ask people for their advice, and they give it to me, and I try to follow, like you say, follow the best thereof. You know what I mean? I take it into consideration. Another brother who's on the line right now, he helped me with the title because I wanted to say Quranic or Quran Hour. He said, no. He said, use the Holy Quran Hour. He said, go ahead and spread it out. I said, okay. That's what we're going to do, the Holy Quran Hour. So that's another brother on the line right now as we speak. Alhamdulillah. Like you say, though, we try to follow the best thereof. So I try to do shura and get opinions and ask advice. I'm not a tyrant, you know what I mean? I don't want to be a tyrant like I accuse somebody else of being a tyrant. But you know, try to ask people opinion, try to do the best thing. All I want to do is score a lot of good deeds with my Lord, and that's what we all should be trying to do, because I think a lot of us have more years behind us than we do ahead of us. So we need to get behind something that's good, that's successful, really successful, and do what we need to do. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. So,
Alhamdulillah.
So you want to say something else, Brother Muhammad Sharif?
No, I think that's it for right now. I'll leave that right now. Well, I'm glad that you announced about the Jumu'ah that goes on in L.A. with Muhammad Khatir. Yeah, I remember him from years back. He as a musician. Yeah, so yeah, I remember him. So now there's another program, Jumu'ah coming out of California. You know, another one comes out around in that same area. I mean, an area of time. So that's good to let people know that Jumu'ah goes on in a lot of places. You know, you miss one, you get to another one, or sometimes you go two or three of them in one day. You know, especially with now we have the Blog Talk Radio and internet and all. You can go to Jumu'ah at 1 o'clock. Never last maybe an hour or so. You go another Jumu'ah at 3 or 4 o'clock. Yeah, the show. Another one, you say the one coming out of you, or just you just announced at 1 p.m. Early time and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, so you can be all day Friday between 1 after the station come on at 1 a.m. I believe coming out of what's it called? The I can't even think of the name of the one right now. But anyway, come
to study Al-Islam? Study Al-Islam?
No, not study Al-Islam. It's other Rock Talk Radio. The service for a long time.
Got a Friday show? Friday show?
No, it comes on every day. Every day. Rock Talk Radio. Mahasan is on it, and Mark Shaheed was on for it's quite a few.
AM360.
AM360. Thank you. AM360.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then another Jumu'ah comes out of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we, like I said, you can be on all day, all Friday, and listen to different Jumu'ahs, you know. So praise God.
Just a Jumu'ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a Jumu'ah. Okay. So I think thanks for taking my comments this morning. I'm glad to hear that you're doing things by Shura and getting the feed and the feedback from other people, especially when you're starting up something new. That's good to get a lot of information back when you're starting something new, because many people are listening. Some are listening for positive, some are listening for negative effects. People just listening. They're really listening, say, seeing what is right. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You're being monitored. You're definitely being monitored, especially when you're starting out new in the Imam Muhammad's community. But we all been listening to the man for 33 years that he was with us, and 10 years since he passed. So that's almost 40-some years. So you're going to hear everybody listening on this new, what they call a startup. We're going to listen to this startup and see what. So you definitely on the, what you call it, spotlight right now. And everybody going to be listening. Mm-hmm. And new voice going to start coming around. Y'all heard any other program or song? No, let me go and tune into it. You're going to hear the small one, everybody. Huh?
Let me mention this too, alhamdulillah, because the brother who is doing my website, he brought up the fact that in the website is, you know, he got it spelled M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. You know, how do you spell your name, Brother Muhammad? M-U or M-O?
Oh, no, man, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, A-D.
Yeah, right.
M-U.
Yes, sir. And then the brother, remember the brother, Muhammad, Mubashir Akhtar, remember the brother used to come on? He was sort of East Coast. and he really used to talk about the image and you know, the color thing, and also he brought that up about the MU and the MO, and he
mm-hmm.
brought up
yeah.
How Imam Muhammad met with Bill Clinton, the president, and he said, he told Bill Clinton, he says, I'm the Muhammad with the MED at the end. I'm not the Muhammad with the MAD. We ain't mad, you know. We ain't mad, crazy mad, you know. Like, we got the MED, we got the medicine here. You know what I mean? So, Akhtar used to always preach that, but I just found out that a lot of people got a problem with the MED because it's mm-hmm. it's because one brother said it's changing history. He says it's changing history. Because we had Muhammad Speaks, M-A-D, and now a lot of us use M-E-D, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, and Akhtab used to talk about, he says, how some, I don't know, some Arabs or some Indo-Paks came along and changed that, because Imam W.D. Muhammad was born M-O. H-A-M-M-E-D, even though his father used to have Mohammed, M-A-D, M-A-D, like Muhammad speaks, but Imam W.D. Muhammad showed us his birth certificate, right? Am I correct?
Right.
It's M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D from the very beginning. So the Honorable Elijah
Muhammad, you're correct.
He was aware of the difference. Huh? What's that, brother? Go ahead.
Now, I say you're correct. Imam Muhammad, he's over there. That's his, on his birth certificate, M-E-D.
On his birth
you're correct.
Yeah, so even though Abu Elijah Muhammad used to have that Mohammed speaks, M-A-D, but how could he name his son M-E-D, M-O-H-A-M-M-E-D, and not kind of like be aware of those subtle differences and what and the meaning and implications of them? You know what I mean? And Akhtab used to say that some people from outside influenced the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to use the M-A-D, you know, and they knew the little things about the mad, you know, M-A-D, I'm mad or I'm mad insane. They knew that, and they was laughing at us, in a sense of speaking. That's what Akhtab, I know you heard Akhtab preach on that, right?
Yeah, he's from New York. I knew him all the years. I've known him the last 40-some years. Yeah, I know from Brooklyn, New York.
Yes,
may Allah
forgive
my sin and go to paradise.
That's right. That's right. Amen. I mean. That's right. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, mm-hmm. So the brother was expressing to me that he sure had a problem with the MED, though, because he was saying, well, it's changing history. It's changing history, that's what he's saying. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in for something for us to think about. Okay,
right.
Anybody else want to say something? Anybody else want to weigh in? Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, alhamdulillah, what you got to say, brother, please?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and both of you. Well, there was just a couple of things that you started off with. Like Imam Rafa, I talk to him maybe once every couple of months, and Imam Pasha also was on the other side of that CPC misunderstanding or whatever you want to call it. But I know the opportunity was given to anyone in our community, because Imam Pasha and Imam Rafa Muhammad went around to four or five different states opened themselves up for the question of the taxes and the misunderstanding about the money and everything like that. So those who are didn't respond to that opportunity, you know, they took their own money, they took their own time, and they went. I watched him in Virginia, then I caught him again, I think, in North Carolina, when they was going around the country explaining the dissertation about CPC and about people misappropriating funds of the CPC money and all like that. So it's very important that when we open up these cans of a past, like I said before, their past history. And And our job is to learn his, learn from history, not to try to make it come alive again. But we don't have that power like Allah does to resurrect the history. We don't have that power. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to let you know, and I'm one of the first individuals who sat on the board in North Carolina when Imam Muhammad formalized CPC. It was 22 imams from all across the country who came to North Carolina to establish CPC in its formal sense. You know, Imam Sultan, that was 22 of them. So we know a lot of the misconceptions and things that jumped off dealing with the CPC, but we also know that Imam made it clear CPC was supposed to be the financial support for his establishing of Mosque. Imam sent out an invitation from all of the masses in his community to, if they had a storefront, whatever like that, make dua and make effort to get out of the storefront masses or Islamic centers and more or less go into contact and then buying the land and build from the ground up, et cetera. And then if they want him to be under his leadership, to send their ownership, their 501c3 to mosques, where it would be documented that these masses, according, so that the United States government will see that these masses on their own will chose to let mosques represent their religious concerns, freedom, justice, etc. So there's a lot of things that has never been talked about, but it was given to the opportunity for those who were on the other side of the table, worrying about the money instead of worrying about what Imam Muhammad was trying to do for the community. You know, and what because we forget about the schemes of the Shaitan. Shaitan ain't gone nowhere. And we can keep on thinking that our knowledge and our personal concerns that are in disagreement of Quran and Sunnah to a certain degree is not going to give us the protection that it gives the believer or the human being who is striving to his or her best ability to obey Allah and His messenger. So that was one thing. Now on Sister Khadija's situation, again, she went around explaining her concerns about what went down about the community. And the consensus was to leave it where it's at right now. Because Allah will make things right for her and her concerns, because I know she prays every night and every day for understanding of her life and the different developments in her life, and ask Allah to give her peace. So inshallah, we should join in on making the same dua, asking Allah to bless her with peace, and then however it manifests itself on the concrete level, then alhamdulillah. But again, we have to be careful opening up the path of things that seem to have not necessarily settled, but the believers, the same believers who led Imam Muhammad and put him in a corner to where it was best for him before he would misrepresent his worship to Allah and what Allah had created him to be in his reality, and that is a caller to faith for all people. It was more important that he would step down from the leadership from what we had was called then. We still wasn't the legal community then. We were supporters and associates of Imam W. Muhammad. You know, and Imam Muhammad went all the way down from Universal al-Islam the way he came on board and taught us that Allah has intended for us to bring our service upon the universal order of things so that we would really understand what equality means. We would really understand how to deal with the refugees and the people who might hate us because Satan has encouraged them to do so, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot of things, like again, as you set up this platform to bring about balance and clarity of what our real mission is. Because I'm pretty sure the scholars and even the common man know that we have no business being where we at with the guidance of the Quran, the life of Prophet Muhammad, and the caller to that, Imam W.D. Muhammad, be going through what we're going through, you know, and, you know, and continuing to suffer like that. So, again, as you develop this program, which is your intentions, and you refine and refine and refine your intentions until they come in accord with your belief in the Quran and your belief in the example of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, be open-minded. Be open-minded. Because, as you said before, you want to see the things that we've been talking about for 45 years. Remember, I was in the Nation of Islam when I was 13 years old, and we were talking about Sister Claire Muhammad schools then. We were talking, and, you know, we're going on into 60 years, and all we have to show for our faith and our belief that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, which is a good thing now. It's not something to be ashamed of, because it's showing that we are still fighting the schemes of Shaitan to establish the life that Allah has prescribed for us in the Quran, al-Islam. So we thank Allah very much for whatever type of school system that we have, you know, including the 7 schools that we have on paper, legally, and are functioning through the believers supporting them any kind of way they can, and also the other weekend schools and the Word Law School. A lot of times our family members are teaching their children at home because they don't have access to any of the building structures of learning established by our community believers. So again, we have to remember those things and remember that our fastest way to resolve this problem is to return to the Quran, the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and like Imam Muhammad came in to ratify for us, put it in deeds and action what you say you believe that he is right about. Put it into action what you believe that he is teaching you right about, you know. So we have to, inshallah, you know, through each other, develop our trust, our love, and all these unbalanced feelings that we have about the reality Allah has given us, and begin to see the schemes of the Shaitan in ourselves is the reason why we are still in 2021 failing to realize that the Quran is for our future. The past of the history of the Quran is for our admonishment and to remind us of what goes done before, like Allah said over and over and over again in the Quran, and see how they thought that they was right in what I wanted for them to do as far as here on this earth. And he said, and they are wrong. And the proof is in the pudding. You know, we have the resources. We have the cash. We have the knowledge of all the nature of what every human being is doing on this earth, because we have Muslims who are flying on these spaceships. We have Muslims who are involved in designing the aeronautic program that's been going on in America. So we there. But what's holding us back is that we are not utilizing the resources, the gifts, the blessings, the guidance, the model that Allah has already given us to take and be in the forefront, be the imam of the space program, be the imam of the study of the stars, because we have a better access right now while we're still an innocent, inshallah, I pray a lot we are, to really understand the nature of everything in this creation that Allah gives different one of us an assignment to study for the benefit of all the humanity. Because we got to relearn the nature of the water that's been polluted. We've got to relearn the nature of the animals and fish and plant life on this planet so that we can give it back its balance. Even this virus that we just got to experience it. See, remember, right now, everybody is functioning, and we still have no concrete proof where this virus came from other than from the will of Allah. But it's also clear that Allah don't afflict the believers like this here unless they are following the logic and the guidance of somebody else. There's no way in the world the United States of America should have had going on 6,000 deaths and still not revealing to us, because I know they know. I know they know. I have a better idea than we have down here on the grassroots level of where this virus came from and who had something to do with it. And we remember how the mentality of Trump was and those in his conspiracy. People were corrupt images that were supposed to be working for him. Ain't it strange how no one has benefited more from this virus than the same place in the last 10 or 15 years where all the viruses that has been causing problems for the human family have come out of China? The swine flu. The other MARS, whatever they call it, you know, and now the coronavirus, which has been a family of them functioning, but we had them under control. And no one, all the products of our safety, we have been buying them products from China and other Russian cohorts who are in on that investment, you know, and the people in America has not benefited from it except death, you know. So we have to be who we are supposed to be. See, even though we call ourselves all kinds of names, black, African-American, Muslim-American, all of that, bottom line, we have to understand that Allah has not forsaken us, that when it comes down to being serious, we automatically think like Khalifas. We automatically think like Khalifas. That's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, can you fool a Muslim nowadays? No. Not the real Muslim who is seeking knowledge from the cradle to the grave to establish the reality of who he is, that Almighty God Allah has revealed to him already who we are, what our purpose is, how we got here to illustrate and demonstrate this purpose. That's what we still have that ability to do. That's how some of us know that Allah, inshallah, still has his favor on us. Because we do try to be the best singers. Like we were trained when we was going backwards in the Nazi. We was taught to be the best. Be the trusting. The Imam come and turn us right to the proper Qibla. You know? And he was trying to deliver us. Like all the prophets and messengers of God and those who were assigned jobs to call people to these prophets and messengers. And since we don't have any more right now, all that we have is the two things. And that's why Allah bless Imam Muhammad to call the people to the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. He said, this is my reservoir of what you contribute to me. But without the Quran and without the life of Prophet Muhammad and Allah's permission to give to you untouched, unadulterated information to call you from the fire. Because Allah said all of us, we all come from the brink of the fire. So when we're going to establish, we're doing what we're doing now, we're going back and re-educating ourselves and taking out the advice of Shaitan, taking out our own advice out of this being, out of Islam, taking the advice out that the myth has and the hypocrites and the deceivers. All of them are against us, remember? All of them. You can't expect Shaitan or those who are under his influence, that if they embrace publicly that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his messenger, and that the people here in the North America who are the descendants of the Islamic slave that was born here, and like we were saying before, and have been making dua to Allah to save us, their great, 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 great grandchildren, and pass on us to the covenant, like Imam Muhammad said. Who's going to pick up his covenant and care of this community back to what it has never embraced? It has never embraced community life. It has always been accepted the dictation from our own annoying appetite and that of the Shaitan who was fanning them. All we ever wanted to be was followers and associates of Imam W. Muhammad. You know, and gave lip service to what we still giving now. We call ourselves a community of people, everything like that. We don't even want to talk to each other in public to people. People see us out now refuse to support one another. And what they have been listening to for 45 years like we have of what we are supposed to be doing. So as you structure, again, this effort, this blog, to show that we again are given the opportunity to go back and reconnect where we started out from. And that was following the Mujahideen, you know, and establishing the model human excellence and the model community that Allah has told us, this is my whole purpose for revealing myself to you. He said, this day I have completed my favor on you. That's how I even let you know I'm God. That's why I'm letting you know how Akbar I am. And who is my model, who is my example I want you to establish, because you definitely deserve peace. You Islamic slave descendants, you really deserve to live in peace. All the hell you've been catching for the last 400 years. And through you getting your peace, the world will want that peace also. And they will drop like the Sahaba did, like Umar and them did. They drop everything and come and support Allah's messenger and the seal of the prophet. We are supposed to be reciters, reoccurring this miracle of the Quran in our days and time. You know, and we have to first have to realize that the best knowledge is the knowledge of the Quran. Where all knowledge has duplicated that we read about. All the knowledge that came out of the Bible. All the knowledge that came out of the Psalms, the Torah. That the human family under the influence of Shaitan has used against humanity. The Quran has come to correct it and reconnect it. And the people who follow it reconnect them to their destiny. And receive their victory and their booty, we call in our translation the Jannah. So that's what I have to say about that. We don't need to bring it up, inshallah, if Allah bless us to understand that. We need to talk about the future like we're doing, and like your intentions have already explained. You want to better the school system that we have called Sister Claire Muhammad. We want to better the home life. Oh, there was one other thing I wanted to say, and then in closing. When you was talking about TikTok and all that in the beginning of the program, and how all these different things that our children have been attracted to, remember, especially amongst the Muslim family, it's Muslim parents who bought these vehicles, the iPhone, the Macbook, whatever they call them, you know. They don't want to bought them for our kids. They made it easy for Shaitan to post them. And a lot of our parents in the Muslim community is right there with them, playing the games, Fortnite and all like that. Not about them, but it's enough to keep the door open to fornication and adultery, racism of our way of life. And we are too compassionate, trying to emulate the compassion of Allah, which we have no ability to do. You know, we have to keep the balance that the human compassion for each other is different than the compassion that Allah has for his creation. And we can't duplicate because it will throw us off balance and make us too intolerant, too patient to those who are obviously care nothing about the future of their own children, the future of serving their creator. We have to accept these things. We grown adults in Al-Islam. Some of us have spent our whole life in Al-Islam like our children. And we won't go back to the structure that we learned in our basic embracing this Al-Islam from the Qur'an to all the world, Imam Wali Muhammad. We don't use shura. We don't use cooperation. We don't use manners. We don't do any of it. And it has deadened many of our five and maybe six sisters. Has made us inhuman or unhuman about love for your brother, what you love for yourself. Having to allow what we can have to be which is also allowed. We have the best of allow. You know, how to establish stores and restaurants where all our food in there is Zabia. It's not just something to allow. And being convenient in the parallel world of false worship, false food, like Brother Suja said, some false vegetables, as we take it, what he called it, and even got Muslims. I hear it all the time. Muslims are using language like the lesser of the two evils. Yeah. Use that type of language. The lesser of two evils. Also in that same vein, to help the Christians understand the false imagery they're going on, we need to change the language and talk the language of the Quran to them in their, we speak in English. We need to remind them every time we mention the name Jesus Christ that that ain't his real name. We need to turn it all the way around and tell them about Isa, the son of Mariam, a miracle. An immaculate conception, and he's not the fictitious Jesus Christ that you have been taught for thousands of years. There's no such human creature. And help them start to what we talked about in the beginning. They think. They think about what they're doing. They think about what they really saying. They already know because they are Muslims. They ain't Christians. They were created Muslims. So when we get to the heart, talk to the heart. But right now, you're wasting your time talking to the intellect. The intellect has been so bombarded by the sensation of the senses of the human creature that it cannot make a rational decision no more. It can't make a logical decision no more unless it is under the influence of those who represent the Quran and the life of the gospel of Prophet Muhammad, and you're articulating it in the language that the people can understand and show them that that we are helping them open the door of the darkness and they can see the light and have the opportunity with their own free will to walk out of it. And we have to accept it. They don't want to walk out of the darkness, move right along. You know, but at least the door is open for them to come out whenever they want to into the light of the Quran. So we have to ask ourselves again, is this gift, this opportunity from Allah, especially those of you who are on the West Coast with you, all those wonderful imams and scholars you have out there, you know, they should be using whatever Allah has given them to support your efforts. If not your intentions, then at least your efforts to establish a realistic of universal Islam. You know, and like I said before in the first day of this structure, there are too many Muslim teachers, including my daughter, who just for a few dollars more will rather teach in the public school system than to give their time and their materialistic infatuation, because most time it's never true. It's just like crack. It's something that they'll never get. It's just a feeling that's going to deceive them. And now my daughter is getting ready to move to Atlanta in a predominantly diverse, very confusing school with all type of immigrants and Muslim Americans going to that same school. And the pictures that I've seen of the school and its classmates, you can't help but just be like the Prophet Zion, the oh my ummah, oh my community. You have your children in an environment like this around so many disbelieving children who are there by their parents' permission to do everything they can to seduce your daughters, to do everything they can to make your sons identify with gangs, sport and play. The wrong type of model of the human excellence. It's all over there. Okay, and then I said, why? My daughter is going there to help educate that terrible environment. So we all understand what you're talking about, and we all need to support the purification of your intentions to do that. And those who are going to support you should have the same concern. But especially our teachers and principals and superintendents, they should be the first one calling you and ask you, how can I send you a dollar, $10? Like I said again, there are probably 100,000 or 200,000 Islamic teachers in the United States of America. And I'm talking about Islamic teachers, whether they immigrant or whatever, using that terminology, you know, or whatever. If they could hear this good life of the Holy Quran hour that's being developed, especially for those on the West Coast, you are the model example of hell. And it would be a wonderful thing to see the Californians, Muslims and non-Muslims, have the opportunity, the sun shining from the east, coming from the east, they have a chance to see the light of Quran come to them on another level that is closer to their commonness and not to their extremeness, where they don't even support the people who feed them, the people who make their halal clothes for them, the people who pray for them. They'd rather walk through your neighborhood or come through your neighborhood or come to your masjid, and they work $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year and think that dropping $100 in your soccer box has justified the support of you for letting them have a convenient place to have humor, a convenient place to have the 5-day prayer. When they got beautiful, beautiful masjids in the Islamic Center. But those of them who have some kind of remorse and taqwa, and will come to our community where the true innocence and monitor our development of our belief into faith. Because they also, too, don't want to go to hell. They know everybody, when they sit down on their beer at night before they lead out, they know exactly how much wrong they've done, how much compromising of the deen they have done, how much rebellion they have went against Allah and his messenger. They know that's justice from Allah. He's not going to take our soul every night without giving us judgment right then. But you can see why you might not, so your soul might not return to you in the morning. Don't take that for granted. Because those of you who have taqwa, you know that your brain never sleeps. Now, your body may rest, and I'll take your soul, but I have your brain, your consciousness, your taqwa, your dhikr still operating in what you call sleep. That's why Allah said when Shaitan approaches you, even in your sleep, call on him. Your brain automatically, like a burglar alarm, it'll go off when you're having a nightmare, abnormal dream, having the dead who you love, Shaitan have their image or their imaginary approaching of you in your sleep. And you were supposed to holler, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allah, wipe my hand, wake up.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad.
Receive your soul.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir, go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
If you could take us, out with a Fatiha, let's close down the show. And I got to go ride this mule right now, alhamdulillah. So
yes,
if you could,
okay,
alhamdulillah. So if you could take us out with prayer until tomorrow, spread the word, believers, spread the word, alhamdulillah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim wa la dhalin. Ameen.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, believers. Till tomorrow.
Wa alaikum assalam.